you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot, he said 47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against a country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True internet stuff is oppressive.
For people that bad, except there.
Sleepy Joe!
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do
them. Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
True internet stuff is oppressive.
Sleepy Joe!
Tell them.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done.
1 a.m. Trump's ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're loving this. Found that on Facebook. That's just too fun. We're going to have to keep that in the queue and play it as often as we can.
Oh, wait, it looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, now you're never going to run again. Because I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe. Biden Harris, no help, no.
Kamala's laugh. Thanks for joining me on the show today. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona to steal the votes. For those who are upset and worried about Sidney Powell, Sidney Powell isn't stopping. She's not out of this game. Lynn Wood isn't a part of the Trump legal team either. That's all right. Again, the media just trying to throw things at you to freak you out, to get you upset, to bring your support level down. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It just is not. Yeah. It's okay. Breathe and know that our president has this taken care of. This is all going to the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter how many of these cases are thrown out in these different jurisdictions. They have to have those done. It's a chain of command. Just another link that they have to go through. Take a deep breath. Look at the pretty blue sky. We've got this. Don't fall for the continuation of lies that they've perpetuated for the last 4 years. Just want to put this out there for you. This is an article from Summit News. Look up the name for yourself, or you can try, because the videos of this very accredited man has now been removed. Brought a little bit of this to you last week, but let me tell you. Top pathologist, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, told government officials in Alberta during a Zoom conference call that the current coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Now, his comments were made during a discussion involving the Community and Public Services Committee, and the clip was subsequently uploaded to YouTube. Well, guess what YouTube did? Because it didn't fit their narrative. They took it down. This guy is an expert in virology. Hodgkinson pointed out that his role as CEO, get this, I love this, CEO of a biotech company that manufactures COVID tests, he's quoted as saying, means I might know a little bit about all this. There is utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. The doctor said that nothing could be done to stop the spread of the virus, besides protecting older, more vulnerable people, and that the whole situation represented politics playing medicine. And in his words, that's a very dangerous game. He's so frustrated. He remarked that social distancing is useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. So he called for society to be reopened immediately. Now, he says society because it's not just this country. It is society. He also slammed the mandatory mask mandates as completely pointless. Do you think he's smarter than Sisolak and his team? I do. Says masks are utterly useless. There is no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people. I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. The doctor also slammed the unreliability of the PCR test, noting that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, I love that, mean a clinical infection, and that all testing should stop because the false numbers are driving public hysteria. And that is exactly what Governor Likasak is doing right now. If you check the number of beds that are open in the hospitals, the number of beds that are being used by COVID patients that are actually sick, that will make you sick because you're buying into it. He continued to say that the risk of death in the province of Alberta, where he is, for people under the age of 65 was 1 in 300,000. He said that's outrageous to shut down society for what the doctor said was just another bad flu. Now, your governor shutting everything down again, which, by the way, takes into effect a minute after midnight on Tuesday. What is the date of Tuesday? It's November 24th. When did I tell you last week, last Tuesday, might have been Monday, that the governor was going to shut this place down again? I told you it was going to be November 24th through January. How did I know that? How did I have that information? And yet Governor Sisolak, if this is such an issue, why did he sit on it for a week? That's because it's about panic. It's about restriction. It's about control. And if you think that Governor Sisolak is smarter than this guy, if you think the medical experts in this town are smarter than this guy, yeah, I don't think so. He's got degrees from Cambridge University in the UK. He's got an MA, an MB, a B, a Sure. He's a scholar at Corpus Christi College. I mean, this man is the, you know what. And yet, anytime he tries to get this message out, it's removed from the public. I'll have it on my website or on my webpage later at 991fmtalk.com. You can look at it, you can read it, and you can research it for yourself, because, again, it's just more misinformation that the media is putting out to you with the help of elected representatives. Just like they're saying Sidney Powell is out of the game. No, she's not. Hogan Gidley joining us in just a little bit, the National Press Secretary. He'll be joining us at 11:38. Right now, let's get to the phone lines quickly, and we've got them stacked up. So, AJ, you want to talk about the election?
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Good.
You know what? I'm kind of a little appalled. The people don't understand. This is not just about who's going to be the next president. This is about our electoral system. It's been compromised. There's fraud involved. What are we going to do in the future? This is just not about the presidency. It's about our system that is going to be... I'm appalled that people don't understand this.
Well, and that's what President Trump is trying to wake people up to, the fact is that this system, the Dominion system, the Sitmatic, that this has all been corrupted since the early 2000s. And so our elections have been corrupted. We've been screaming fraud, and yet no one will do anything about it. So this is just the opening of the onion, you know, for that blooming onion. We're starting to peel back the layers and show everybody what's going on. AJ, thanks for the call, and thank you for being, you know, another voice out there to let people know you got to wake up. Let's go back to 884-9910, the talk and text lines, and check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about dark winter. Hi, Gene.
Yeah. Hi, Biden. Hi. Good morning, Monica. Biden's dark winter is no joke, and I really want folks to listen up on this, because when the Tam Stayers of the world go around the West and try to dupe the populaces of the Intermountain West into banning natural gas by the year 2030, and even if we were to have extremely abundant natural gas that they are going to drive the price up deliberately, it will not be California screaming, it'll be California freezing. And people need to understand that when that what we see in California, the deliberate ramping up of prices for energy over there to supposedly wean us off of it, is going to cause enormous pain in the Intermountain West going forward when these winters come in 2030 and the price of natural gas spikes beyond your ability to pay for it. And so there is going to be a dark winter, and it's going to be the Democrats and lunatic liberal energy policies that they're going to try to put in this administration.
So do you think that they'll abide by those restrictions, Gene?
Well, they're inserting them into state constitutions as if they are inviolate to even intervention from taxpayers or legislatures. So What we see in California as they try to suppress the use of natural gas, we see the price spiking. It's almost like poverty by design, you know. It's if you can't roll with these policies, you know, you're had the aforementioned from last week, you're Ebenezer Scrooge's surplus population. We don't care if you're here or not. If you can't roll with this, so be it, you know. You're thrown under a bus. But I want the Nevada's middle class to pay attention to this. And kudos again to my friends in Montana who expunged all the Republicans out of their state government, in part and in whole because of energy policy emanating from Democrats.
Yeah, it's all about control. Gene, thank you so much and for highlighting that, because it really is. There will be that. That's one of the ultimate designs of the Great Reset, and that is to eliminate the middle class. Where does the middle class come from? The entrepreneurs, the business owners, the mom and pops. Who's being targeted with COVID? Interesting connection. Tom Steyer ran for president. Wow. Just as bad as Biden. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3, FM Talk.
Isn't that just the way government is? No reason for you to speak, no reason for you to say or do anything or look anything up. Just do as you're told. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But no, that's not the way it is here. This is your voice. 884-9910. Let's check in with Gene this morning. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Monica. I just wondered if people out there understand and know that your IQ is different than an education. It's different than what you've learned from your grade school to your high school to your college or graduate school. It's not the same. And as far as I'm concerned, that Pope or so-called Pope needs to shut the hell up and take care of his own state. That's a state religion that Constantine and Theodosius put together, and that so-called Bible, if the apostles, the religions were going to do anything like the epistles, why the hell didn't they write the gospel, the real gospel, instead of that BS we got? You know, if people study and read and research, which they're too lazy to, the way I see it, you know, but if they do, they can see all of that. Nobody has to tell them. They can research it. But the thing about it is, you can't talk to them, because if you say anything, then you an unbeliever. You can't even have a conversation with them and discuss situations like this or problems like this, because they don't want to hear it. They want to be deaf, dumb, blind, and deaf, the way I see it. That's my opinion. And America is already lost. It's gone, and it ain't coming back. And if they think they hated Trump, wait till they get a load of Biden and Kamala. Oh, boy. Yeehaw! Let's rot them, because it's going to be hell on earth the way I see it, and they deserve it.
You know, Gene, I gotta agree with you on that. Gene, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You know, there is, there's a lot of controversy in the church, especially the Catholic Church. And I've admitted before, I'm not Catholic, but I look into things that people do and say. And I want to tell you one YouTube channel that I follow, and I don't want to get too many people, you know, going to it, because, you know, I want to make sure it doesn't get taken down or anything like that. But if you want to follow a little bit more on the religious base, on the religious side, and how people are talking about how the church has been infiltrated, it has been infiltrated. I mean, when you really read and you talk with your friends and you understand and you dive into this, you are the church. You are the vessel. All of these mass congregations and everything like that, that's not what God had in the plans. You are the vessel. You are the mouthpiece. And boy, right now the mouthpiece to listen to is Archbishop Vigano. But the channel, Dr. Taylor Marshall, I watch a lot of his YouTube videos. He has great guests. He really breaks it down, what is going on and not going on in the Catholic religion right now. But it you can put a lot of that to your own life. Because being Christian is nothing that you should be embarrassed about. What you should be embarrassed about is just listening to other people who are going against their religion in the name of their religion. So people that get up there, like the Pope, who is accepting abortion and all kinds of other things that are in the Bible that just aren't accepted. So the freedom from religion, or freedom for religion in this country, means that you can practice whatever religion that you want, and you won't be persecuted. For a lot of people, voodoo is a religion. For a lot of people, atheism is a religion. Satanism is a religion. And that's their right. Just make sure that if your religion is Christianity or Catholicism, that you're getting it from the Bible and not from the people who are standing up on a pulpit in front of you. Because there are a lot of false prophets out there who may just be leading you astray. So check out Dr. Marshall's podcast on YouTube. It's definitely worth listening to give you a different state of religion in this country right now. All right, we will be back with Hogan Gidley, the National Press Secretary for the Trump Administration, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I want to thank everybody who's called into the program today. And it's just been a, boy, especially when Gene calls in, it is just a fire and brimstone day. But it's been pretty fiery. You know, it. I want people not to lose their passion for what's going on. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I want to thank Kelly for sending me this text here. That's awesome. So Kelly says, I wear my Trump mask and hat that I won on KKFT when I go out. I get people saying that they're really sad that Trump didn't win. Why are you wearing that? I tell them, it's not over until it's over. Wait and see until December 14th. The Electoral College hasn't been counted yet. They thank me and spend the rest of the day a little bit happier. Yeah. It's not over. And it may not be over December 14th. It's not going to be over until the Supreme Court rules, until all the evidence is out about the Dominion voting system. Because what does it matter what the Electoral College votes if the underlying votes to get those electoral votes was manipulated? It'll be over when it goes to the Supreme Court. Another text here, history repeats itself. Look at the fall of the Roman Empire. Money, power, the church, sexuality. We learned all of this in our humanities class in college. Yeah, well, that's not what they're teaching anymore. Remember the obliteration of history? When you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly what we're going through right now. The Great Reset, the worst thing that could possibly ever happen to the world. Look it up for yourself. Because, well, the information is out there. Put simply, it is the blueprint for a complete transformation of the world economy. There will be no money, no private property, no democracy. Instead, every key decision, what you do for a living, how much stuff you consume, whether you can take a vacation, it will all be decided for you by a remote, unaccountable elite of experts. Look it up. It's not conspiracy, it's fact. They tell you that is exactly what they are doing. And if you miss it, well, I'm sorry you didn't wake up soon enough. Churches have been infiltrated for the last 30 years. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives have an impact on your vote in 2022? Will it have an impact on your vote? I want to know. You know, this is so important right now. That's why I say primary, primary, primary. Primary, primary, primary. Still waiting on Hogan Gidley, the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. He'll be joining us in just a moment. Friday's poll question. This is a lead up to tomorrow's Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting. The director of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the people that we are supposedly relying on for all this information, okay? The director says that they do not recommend the closing of schools. Yet, the superintendent, Kristen McNeil, boy, talk about her first big decision here. Is she in the wrong for calling for full distance learning? Now, if you missed it from earlier in the show, we have a father who is actually participating in the process so he can get a good education for his child, writing and conversing with Dr. McNeil. Again, a doctor in education. No big decisions like this. 94% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, she's in the wrong. Why are we listening to experts for some things and not other things? Just curious. How are we picking and choosing the experts that we listen to? Sweden was all the rage in the beginning of COVID, but now they're being demonized because they opened up fully with no mask mandates. And they're none the worse for it. Not health-wise. Financially, they're coming back fast, though. Economically, their economy is improving quickly. But I guess that's a bad thing because you don't hear it in the news anymore. So, what's going on with these experts? Everybody was screaming, we need a mask study. The Danes did a mask study. Guess what? They're trying not to let it get published. And that wasn't me heavy breathing just a moment ago. One of my dogs just burst into the studio. So who are the experts that we are or aren't listening to? Because I would like to get some of my experts in there. This isn't right. If you are going to kill an economy, if you are literally going to kill people by putting infected people with non-infected people who have weakened immune systems, which is a story that I'm working with a woman who lost her mother. We're working on that. It's hard, but I want her to tell her story. Because, you know what? People have died from COVID that didn't have to. It's not right because of the way they're handling this. It's not right. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Mark wants to talk about, all I got, Mark, was an 8-year-old. What's that about?
Yeah. Sisolak in his speech or whatever it was last night about renaming a lockdown to a pause, he mentioned that this has caused people, you know, suicide rates to go up, including an 8-year-old. And I'm sorry, but this is, you know, I've been trying to remain calm, but this is past my limit, I guess.
Yeah.
Children committing suicide because of what's going on is intolerable on my end. And these people need to wake up. They need to look around and see what's happening and the damage is being caused. These kids are not going to recover from this. Even if the ones that don't commit suicide, they're going to be so lost. I can you imagine when you were a child having to wear a mask and people telling you if you didn't, you were going to kill your grandmother? This is incredible. I cannot believe people are letting this happen to their children. It's beyond me.
The emotional burden, you know, and not being able to go hug their grandparents. I mean, what do kids want to do? They don't want to be with mom and dad. They want to go spend time with their grandparents. They want to get the stories. They want to play the games. And they're being held from that emotional contact, or they're being emotionally, you know, traumatized by telling them they're going to kill their grandparents. And that's coming from teachers. That's coming from the so-called experts. It's not right.
It's coming from everybody. I see people going to the store with their young children with masks on them, and it just makes me so sad, and I don't know what to do. It's killing me inside to watch this happening, and I can't do anything about it. If you say something to these morons, they tell you that you're crazy and that you're stupid, that you don't listen to the TV. I mean, people turn the TV off. Take it out for target practice. That's the only thing it's good for.
Mark, what you can do and what I really want you to do is don't hang on to this. Find joy in your life. I know it's hard to watch others spiral and go down the tubes when they're getting misinformation, but you also have to take care of yourself. And just know that we're going to come through this, and we're going to come through stronger, because we're going to have to take care of all of those people that once they do wake up, they're going to have a lot of questions thinking, you know.
I called you about a month ago about that book from that Schwab guy, that maniac from, one of the movies.
He's from The Who.
From The Who. Well, I know. Well, he's from the Economic Forum or whatever he is, the Klaus guy, with his book, The Great Reset, and so I've seen this for a long time, and it's playing out. Maybe people should try to read the book a little bit. Just, you don't even have to read it. All you have to do is look at the chapters, and you can see how it's being played out. I don't understand why they can't see.
You don't even have to buy the book. It's all online right in front of people for access, and yet they still don't read it. Mark, people are so afraid of being called a conspiracy theorist or, you know, any other term that they want to use out there to, you know, downplay all this stuff. That's how much fear they've instilled.
The mainstream saying the Great Reset is not real. They're putting up articles on it now.
Yeah.
Telling them it doesn't exist.
Front page of Time Magazine, The Great Reset. You've got Trudeau talking about it. You've got Prince Charles talking about it. How do these people still justify saying it's not real? It is real. And people need to wake up to it. Mark, thank you so much for the call, and just try to be strong. Try to be positive. I know it's getting hard. But nothing worth fighting for. It's never easy. This country, this world, the people of this world are worth fighting for. The people who are trying to control, that's the one thing that I truly, truly like to get across, is we the people, whether you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, Green Party, whatever, nonpartisan, do you really want to be controlled by a small entity of people? We the people have the greater numbers. We just have to stand together. We have to be the ones making the decisions for our own lives, for our own situations, to succeed and achieve, or to not succeed and just live a quiet, just want to pay the bills life. So you can go out and fish every weekend or do whatever. We are the ones who need and will be making that decision if we just stand up and use our voices. Because we are many. We have the numbers to say no to their plans. We'll be back to wrap up the program right after this with a couple more texts and emails on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to leave you with just a couple of things, and that is the reason, this is actually coming out of Canada. The news out of Canada, the news out of the BBC, the news out of Sky News Australia, those are the newscasts you want to watch, because you're actually getting some honest information about this country. The only way to go with these new guidelines, this pause, because you don't want to call it a lockdown, you don't want to call it a shutdown, you don't want to call it what it is. Because if one person is required to wear a mask, if one business is required to lessen their ability to achieve what their business is open for, then it's a lockdown. It's a shutdown of our economy. The reason that Sidney Powell lost her Twitter account was because she posted an article from G News Canada that says the link between Dominion, Sequoia, Smartmatic, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. That's what got her kicked off of Twitter. I would urge you to go to thenewamerican.com. This is an old article. I'm going to put a link to it on my page at 991fmtalk.com, which you can check out after you participate in the poll question, of course. UN-backed Great Reset to usher in new world order. All of these things are out there. It's the brainchild of the World Economic Forum, a globalist group of powerful deep state elites that meet every year, and we hear about it, at a ski resort of Davos. The Great Reset aims to fundamentally re-engineer industries, societies, education, agriculture, and more. And they have been working on this for decades. It is a new social contract centered on social justice. They control it all. All aspects of our societies, our economies, our lives. This article was put out in July of 2020. And there are many others that were put out in 19, in 18, in 2010. You have to educate yourself because they're breaking down the education system so it can all fall into line. Don't be that person who stands in the line. Love you. Have a great day.